Boy, it's true. It wouldn't be spring training without me talking ball. And here with one of the top sports writers, of course, in the Bay Area. He does a great job with all the stuff he does on Sunday. And that is John Shea of the San Francisco Chronicle. Shea, hey, how are you?
How are you, Marty?
Very good to see you. Let's get right to it, as I want to get some opinions from you. Johnny Cueto today goes for the Giants. So what do you think, and what's the buzz down in the dugout?
So Bumgarner's gone four games, and this guy hasn't gone one. And they say he'll be ready. Knowing Cueto, they say, oh, Cueto will be ready. That's Cueto. But back in the Dominican, he threw, three batting practice sessions. He threw 50, 60 pitches on the side here the other day without a break. So he'll throw, one inning, maybe two tops today. And still, I guess, he'll get enough. You know, by the time the season starts, maybe he'll be up to six innings, seven. But you remember how good he was early last year. It was a big lift for this team.
13-1, and he started the All-Star game.
Every outing was seven innings, one or two runs.
Yeah, and if he gave up a big inning, he shut him down for the rest of the innings and kept the team in the game. So we'll see. You think he'll go to the next round? The WBC's getting a little momentum, especially with the Dominican Republic playing tonight against the USA team.
If he came in early, the plan was for him to play or face the U.S. tonight.
He'd be pitching tonight.
That would be something, right? Yeah. Him against Bumgarner and Crawford. Posey and Crawford. Sorry, Bumgarner was invited but said no. But I think it seems like a 50-50. My guess is he wouldn't go because he just needs to be here and throw innings.
John Shea with us. John, you did a big story, and I was down here, and I didn't get to see it, about the intentional walk and Willie McCovey. Tell me about it. I think the fans would love to hear it.
Well, after Rob Manfred announced that they will no longer have the tradition of throwing four wide ones whenever a guy is going to be intentionally walked, the first guy that came up to my mind, Barry Bonds, of course, but before that, Willie McCovey. He was the dean of the intentional walk. Nobody got walked more. He had all the single-season records of intentional walks, and it was kind of a tribute to the man who was so good and so scary you didn't want to face him. Sparky Anderson talked about coming into Candlestick. Remember that the entrance down the right field line, and the visiting team would always have to march across the field to go to the third base dugout before batting practice. Well, he always looked into the giant dugout for McCovey and put up four fingers. You ain't hitting today. But now you just wave him to first. Where's the glory, right? I mean, it's kind of a neat thing. I don't care about the eighth batter getting walked before the pitcher. That's irrelevant. But when a 3-4-5 guy gets walked, you get the fans get to boo. You play the chicken dance song, whatever you do, right? And for that 1 minute, that batter is the scariest man in the stadium. And I just kind of thought that was pretty cool. I thought of McCovey intentional. I always thought those were pretty cool. And Bonds needed them just to get all the armor off. He needed those four pitches, right?
Well put. Well, there is a drama of watching the four wide ones.
And a lot of stuff goes on. You airmail it. A guy scores. Look at
drama.
The World Series. Raleigh Finger snuck one by Johnny Bench.
Yeah, probably unnecessary to fool around with that, but they have to make face and show something of it. John Shea with us from the Chronicle. John, Chris Marrero, we didn't get him on the pregame. We'll get him on the postgame tonight. But he's in left field today, and the Randy Elliotts of the world, Glenn Hartungs, and you know your baseball history. This guy's kind of three homers, eight RBIs. People are looking at him.
Well, let's not call it three homers. Let's call it four homers.
He does have four, right?
Because if you look at the stats, it says three. But they played Team Puerto Rico. And
oh, good.
Those stats don't count here.
I said four to them, and I said, then I read the notes, and I said, oh, thank goodness, because it is four homers.
It
very
is four
good.
Home runs.
All right.
And you hope that the Giants recognize that. I mean, that was a pretty darn good team.
They didn't. They said three, and they threw me off today. All right, it is four homers. And I said in the interview,
well, the stats don't recognize it, but you hope the decision makers recognize it.
We do.
It.
So what do you think of Marrero?
Well, he hasn't played much outfield, right? He's played
innings.
mostly first base. So that's the big test. They don't need backup first baseman. That's Buster Posey, isn't it? They need a guy. And you haven't seen Michael Morse play left field. I mean, I thought they would try to put him out there so they can make decisions on him. Because Morse, great story, right? He invited at a wedding, Hunter Pence's wedding, to come back. And he had the nice home run the other day, but otherwise he's not getting many hits. He struck out in the ninth inning yesterday in a big walk-off possible situation, and as did Marrero, by the way. He could have had another walk-off. Blanks, the 1-2-3, first and third yesterday, nobody out, and strikeout. But yeah, it's fun to watch these guys. There's always seems to be one or two guys in camp where they go to the very end, and you figure they might be one of the first few cuts, and then Bochy really has to say, whoa. You know, options is a big deal, contractual options, health of the other guys. And really, this is, whoever wins that job might be the platoon with Jared Parker.
Absolutely. I think you're right about that. John, a little preview of tomorrow for Sunday in the Chronicle for those of us who read it online or get it at home.
Well, you and I both spoke in separate interviews with Bob Tewksbury.
Yeah.
And for the first time, the Giants have a full-time mental performance coach at the big league level. They've had employee assistant programs. They've had minor league psychologists, but never at this level. And this is the former Cardinals Cy Young Award winner in '92. Padres. He pitched for Bochy. He actually pitched for the little college that Sabian used to coach at, but I don't think Sabian ever really coached him in Florida. But anyway, He seems like an open fella. Before you and I spoke with him, I think he had to approve the interviews through yes. Bobby Evans. He can only say so much. But what's interesting is he obviously won't say anything about any relationships he has with it. Naturally. But when I spoke with Mac Williamson, he actually volunteered that he spoke with him in the offseason. Now, Mac Williamson four times was sent down to the minors. Two times he went on the DL. His swing was up and down. So it was a rough season mentally. And that's what this guy is going to be around for, people like that. Now, there are a lot of old-school people. We talked to Madison Bumgarner about him. Said, I don't really need that stuff, even though he might have some issues on the mound, right, sometimes, especially when Mr. Puig and others bat against him. But apparently this is, Tewksbury said there are about 22 teams who have these guys now. So the Giants are just kind of maybe coming late to the party, but it's still probably a valuable thing to have.
Very good. John, thanks for stopping by, and I'll have Tewksbury on tomorrow, and then we'll read your story as well in the morning. Pleasure seeing you. Thank you, John.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right, that is John Shea of the Chronicle.